Smith is here, Devon Funds Management. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan.
All right, we've got our inflation number. Are you still hot for a 75 basis point cut?
Absolutely. I think that, the case is clear for that, and as to whether they will or not, it's probably not so. But, look, inflationary pressures are moderating, and the economy's in a bit of a hole. That's the basically summation of it. But, if we look at it, annual inflation, 2.2%, so cost of living pressures obviously moderated, world away from 7.3 in 2022. Look, slightly higher than their forecast of 2.1%, but look, the really good news, Ryan, was that tradable or domestically driven inflation, that slowed to 4.5%, so that was weaker than their own forecast. It's actually the lowest since 2021. It's the second consecutive quarter which core inflation came in within their 1% to 3% band, and it came in at 2.5%. So let's look at the facts. Their primary mandate, the RBNZ, is price stability. So, there's clear justification, I think, for them to put some aggressive rate cuts through. So the current OCR is 4.25%. The neutral rate, where the economy's not being stimulated or constricted, is 3%. So it means just on that basis alone, we need another 125 basis points worth of rate cuts. So that's good news for borrowers. And look, it's got to be a minimum of 50 when they meet next month. Now, the market is pricing less than that over the course of this year. But, arguably we should be at that neutral rate right now, not in two years' time. So, and it's just worth pointing out when you look at some of the aspects of inflation that leaving the OCR where it is or only a little bit lower won't have much of an impact. So if you look at a fifth of the annual CPI increase was rents, arguably they're positively correlated with interest rates. Council rates, they're up 12% over the past year. They could actually out-soften as council borrowing rates fall. Cigarette prices are up 8%, but that's more about excise duty. So we need to get rates lower. And let's face facts, we're in the worst per capita recession in 30 years. Yeah. There's a few bright spots. I've talked about the dairy sector. The manufacturing sector, contraction for 22 consecutive months. The services sector, 10 months. Contraction consecutively, it's getting worse. And we're actually one of our only trading partners where our services sector is in contraction. So this confidence is relatively low. The employment market is tough. Even the Kiwi house prices, we saw that yesterday as well, they're down 1% year on year. Activity levels are the lowest since 2011. And comparing ourselves to the US, that's apples and oranges. I mean, they're growing at 3%. We're going backwards. So we need to get that OCR lower. The good news is that the transmission effects through the economy will be relatively rapid with so many mortgage borrowers on variable or coming off high fixed rates. So, it's a call to action, Ryan, but, good news on the inflation front.
Will they be looking, though, at the exchange rate and thinking, that could push prices up, so therefore we'll be a bit more cautious?
There could be that aspect, but then obviously also there's the potential deflationary impact of what Trump's doing. He talked overnight about putting a 10% tariff on China, so you could in that scenario potentially see cheaper goods from China. We're our biggest trading partner, diverted towards us, so that would actually help that story as well.
But All right, let's talk about Netflix, because they're doing really well.
Oh, absolutely. So it's another great result in the earnings season, which is obviously early days there, but cracker of a report. The shares have soared to record highs, so the streaming giant burst through 300 million paid memberships during the quarter. They added a record 19 million subscribers. And that's nearly double what investors were speaking. So they're doing a lot of things right these days, particularly content. They're rolling out hits, like the Squid Game. They're getting into live events, including sport. That Jake Paul and Mike Tyson boxing match was a bit of a wait for that, but record numbers there. NFL games on Christmas Day. They're getting further into the live event space, and they've also got lots of big hits ahead. Think of the return of Stranger Things and the like. And the other things they're doing have been really successful as well. So the crackdown on password sharing, that's worked. And just by, they've got 300 million paid memberships. But, when you look at the people actually viewing Netflix, it's closer to 800 million when you think about families and the like. The ad-supported tier, that's going gangbusters. So, people are happy to put up those pesky advertisements if they pay a little bit less, it seems. So ad-supported tiers are 55% of their sign-ups in the countries where the option is offered. And these grew 30% quarter on quarter, and also obviously getting the ad revenue alongside this. And then you look at the ad-free side, they're actually in a position to put up prices. So it all adds up to a pretty nice story there, Ryan. Quarterly revenues up 16%, $10.25 billion. Net income, that doubled to $1.87 billion. And for the full year, they've raised their revenue expectations massively. So they reckon $43.5 to $44.5 billion. That's about $500 million higher than previous forecasts. So No surprise investors are tuning into the stock. InDrive stock up 11% today, and it's doubled over the past year.
Yeah, the live content play seems to be working for them, doesn't it? I've quickly rigged the numbers for today.
Yeah, so the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 0.8%. That's a fresh record high. The NASDAQ up 1.5%. The FTSE is flat, 8545 in the UK. The German DAX, that's up 1% to a record high. Nikkei up 1.6%. ASX 200 up 0.3%. NZX 50 down 0.12%, 13037. Oil down 8 cents, 75 spot 75. Gold up $12, $2,757 an ounce. In the currency market, Kiwi down 0.2% against the US and Aussie dollar, 56.7 US, 90.3 against the A dollar. We're flat against British pound, 46 even. And yeah, US market's on a bit of a roll. Tech stocks pushing higher on Trump's $500 billion AI infrastructure project dubbed Stargate.
Brilliant, Greg. Thank you so much for that. Have a good day. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, with your business this morning.